The tourism sector continues to grow and expand, employing more Jamaicans in the process. We tell you more on this week's Tourism Roundup. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Jamaica's tourism industry broke records in 2017, welcoming 4.3 million visitors and earning over $3 billion in the process. This increase in visitor arrivals demonstrates the value of brand Jamaica and the country's tourism product. The tourism sector has been on the uprising for many years now, resulting in increased opportunities for businesses to invest and expand their operations. Expansion means more jobs for Jamaicans. Over 29,000 Jamaicans received employment last year, and 11,000 of that number within the tourism sector.
And that makes tourism now employ 117,000 people directly. And of the 1.2 million employees, that represents close to 10% of your total employment.
Small and medium-sized enterprises also benefited from the growth of the sector.
And that is agriculture. So food, primarily, and beverage and drink, and those basic human dietary requirements that are central to their own living as well as ours. And secondly, from manufactured goods, that is the chairs and the desk and the tables and the beds and the sheets and the pillowcase and the pots and pans and cans and kettles, and the hotel itself and the construction and all that involved.
Minister Bartlett notes that the ministry is working to assist local businesses to create more indigenous attractions, which will make Jamaica even more unique in the eyes of visitors.
TPD and ourselves are working very hard on that, to train and train and train more of our local people to produce more indigenous goods. And the farmers and ourselves are in discussion, and the Minister of Agriculture and I are at one in terms of that, and the manufacturers, guys in, who are making furniture and so on. They are all coming to the table and coming in a better way to the table.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. He adds that if more locally made goods are used in the sector, Jamaica will be able to retain more of the tourism dollar. In tourism news this week, Jamaica and Mexico signed a multi-destination marketing agreement geared at facilitating easier travel between both destinations and boosting visitor arrivals. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the agreement will have a major economic impact on the region. He notes that the agreement will allow both countries to develop and exchange partnerships with larger airlines and major tour operators. Minister Bartlett signed the agreement with Mexican Secretary of Tourism, His Excellency Enrique de la Madrid Cordero, on his recent trip to Spain. Jamaica, Mexico, the Dominican Republic, and Cuba all signed the multi-destination marketing agreement. Also, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says according to recent data, up to 60% of tourists are very satisfied with the Jamaican experience, despite challenges with visitor harassment. 42% of guests are also repeat visitors. Noting that visitor harassment remains an issue for the tourism sector, Minister Bartlett is calling for a collective effort among tourism stakeholders to curtail visitor harassment in order to ensure Jamaica continues to enjoy record growth in the sector. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica segment this week, Granville. Granville in Trelawney was originally 90 acres of land acquired by Reverend William Nibb, a Baptist minister. His purchase of the land for use as a free village was sanctioned by the Missionary Society of England. The settlement was named after Granville Sharp, a fellow advocate of the abolition of slavery. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.